Thank you, Harriet, for joining us today. So CIA has been hard at work and has a lot of programs and community projects ongoing. Can you talk a bit about the past couple of years, kind of how you got here?
Sure. When I first started working as a tribal administrator, the tribe was in financial dire straits. We were behind on our audits. We were behind on our reporting. And really, no one wanted to take on what looked like it could be the end of the tribe. But my initial thought was that it would take us about 4 to 5 years to complete the back audit and to get ourselves into a transparent position with the federal government. That happened in 3 years rather than 4 to 5. And that in itself is a major accomplishment.
Okay, so the food box program, can you tell us a bit about that and how it's kind of grown over this last few months?
Sure. So this program is something that we signed up with. It's a program through the USDA. It was set up actually to run in lieu of the food stamp program on reservation lands. And what it does is provide food for families who may be struggling. And in our community, we're lucky enough to be able to provide the food to any low-income family or any family in need who applies, whether they're tribal members or not. The last time I checked, we had 50 families. So the program offers a wide variety of food items. And we offer things such as beef and pork, fish, chicken, turkey. What they're trying to do now is to become, to offer us foods that are more regional. So rather than sending us like buffalo and catfish, they'll send us salmon and elk meat.
Wow.
Yeah, so they try to provide some traditional foods in, but since the program is fairly new in Alaska, we have been getting some exotic foods, which is, it's fun, you know, trying buffalo meat and trying catfish or interesting, but we get fruit too. We get pears, apples, oranges, various other fruits, eggs, milk.
That's great. Okay, storm recovery assistance. So can you talk a bit about the project work now and what is the focus now?
The focus now is definitely rebuilding. We have, over the last year, have spent time monitoring and assessing damage and monitoring as far as mold. There are homes that were water damaged, but it seemed a few months ago they were fine, but now people are finding that they are growing mold. So what we are doing right now is focused mainly on helping people to rebuild. And most of the projects are fairly small. There are a few larger projects that we have been working with the long-term recovery group on, so that the funds that come to our community are a blend of funding from various different agencies or organizations. And CIA just happens to be one of a few that are pitching in to help with recovery. We were lucky enough last month to have Team Rubicon in Haines to help with some of the demolition. Team Rubicon will be coming back to town in November to help with rebuilding at least 2 homes in our community and possibly more.
Yes, that is great news. Is there anything else you'd like to add or things coming up that you'd like to share with the community?
Yeah, our trail system is open for use. People are more than welcome to walk or ride their bikes on our wonderful little trail system in the subdivision. But just caution people right now to be a little bit careful because it's slippery and there are still bears and moose in that area. If somebody runs into an issue where it's too slippery or there's a tree down across the trail, I would request respectfully that folks come into the office and let us know so that we can take care of it immediately. We're more than happy to make sure the trail is clear and safe.
Thank you so much, Harriet. Really appreciate you taking the time.
Of course, anytime.